Welcome to Kingdom Worlds Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and empower the upcoming generation with kingdom world possibilities and restore life through the transformative power of God's word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Welts.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible study began. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your people. Thank you for this section. Thank you for this season. Thank you for this time. Thank you for a day like this. I ask you, Father, that you breathe upon your people by your word. Give them insight of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Early blessing is what we are studying this evening. Then after that, we'll pray. For every man to experience the early blessing of his life, there are a few things that man must go after or that man must know. If you study through the scripture, you will discover great men mentioned in the Bible, they started enjoying the blessing at the early stage of their life. Hallelujah. Now listen. As human living on planet Earth today, if you want to enjoy the early blessing of God, these are the few things you must go after. Number one is you must learn to know where the money, the treasure of this earth is. If you want to go after, or if you want to get the early blessing of God upon your life, one of the things you must understand is go after where the money is. You might ask me and say, Pastor, where is the money, if I may ask you, because I've been looking for this money all around the earth. There are places you can see this money if you go after them. Number one, the money of this earth is in the hand of human beings, meaning that the money hides in people. You could hear me say last week Sunday, I said everything you need to survive is in the hand of another man. The promotion you are looking for is in the hand of another man. The money you are looking for is in the hand of another man. The money you are looking for is not with God in heaven. It is in the hand of another man. I give you an example. If you are a trader, for example, and you are praying for God to increase your sales, God will not come down from heaven and buy your product. God will send men that need your product to your direction or to your way. And those men will come to you, buy your product, and pay you. And when they pay you, you have made some profit, right? So that is one clear example to tell you that the money you are looking for is in the hand of another man. If you want to enjoy the early blessing of God, Now, you must start looking for how to keep relationship with men. Anytime God wants to bless a man, he sends a man. Anytime God wants to lift a man, he sends a man. Anytime the enemy wants to destroy a man, he sends a man. Anytime the devil wants to destroy a man, the devil also sends a man. The question tonight is, all the prayer you have prayed over the years, what are you holding in your hand that people want to buy? Think about that. To enjoy the early blessing in this kingdom, you must learn to have something in your hand that others are looking for. You don't have a product you are selling. You don't have any services you are rendering. But you are praying for God's blessing. Where then will the blessing come? Where will the blessing come from? The money every one of us are looking for is in the hand of another man. You might say it's in the bank. You might say it's here, it's there. But men own the banks. Men own the financial institution. Men own the company. Men own the organization. They might brand it with names, but owned by men. Hallelujah. Are you following me at all? So you can say money hiding people. The money you are looking for, hide in people. Hide there. You can only be able to access the money when you place value on yourself or when you have something valuable to offer. Hallelujah. There are people today that anytime they want to come and see me, they don't come with empty hand. Why? Because over time they have scaled the preference and discovered that there is something they are looking for that is in the hand of this man. So what they do is that they place value on the demand of what they are looking for. Say after me, say, my money is in the hand of another man. So therefore,
I will place value
upon my life
so that
I can be attracted
to that man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Money is on earth today. Money is everywhere. People will say, Pastor, but you say money is everywhere. I'm not seeing money. As long as you can see Mr. Thomas, you can see Mr. Jerry, you can see people walking up and down, there is money inside of them. They are monified. They are monified. They are monified. Number two, the money you are looking for is right there inside the problem. Many of us, when problem comes, we are running. The problem you are able to solve on earth today will determine how rich you become. Go and look at the country that were able to get the vaccine for COVID. How many billions of dollars they were being paid for producing the vaccine. Because they were able to get a solution to a problem on earth. So in every problem, there is money inside. Every problem comes with money. Not every problem you just see and you run away. Don't run. Study the problem. Study the storm. Study the challenge. And stay with it. If you are able to get a solution to it, then there comes the money. For every problem we face today, the end of it, money is there. The end of it, money is there. Look at the owner of Facebook today. You know how that thing started? The guy sat in the class one day and they said, my uncle is giving us homework, but I wanted us to be together and do it together as a team. This one said, my house is far. The other one said, my house is far. The guy now said, okay, what about if three of us create something that I can post, you can post? Just a little problem. They brought an idea. Okay. That was okay. How can we do it? This was okay. Let's create something for free. It was created for free. They both signed up. This one signed up. This one signed up. They have the app on their system. They went home. They created a group there. They were able to communicate as a class. One person, two person, three person, four person, five, groups, 50. The whole class at the point, the whole class is there. They can communicate. It was extended to the community. Before you know, gradually. Look at how much that guy is making every day. You are sitting here looking at me every day, sweating every day. There is no idea coming out from your head. Oh, the only thing you know how to pray is do it. The only thing you know how to do is to pray. Everything is not prayer, my friend. Think of something. Think of something. If the wig you are wearing is the reason why you are not thinking normal, remove the wig and think normal. Think of something. Think of something. Think of something. A guy went to visit his friend. I think it was Long Island in New York. And it was late and it was raining. He asked the friend, please, can you drop me up? I have a meeting tomorrow at work. And the guy said, you didn't come with your car? He said, no. He said, my car had a problem. There's no way I can drop you off. You have to sleep over until tomorrow morning. And the next day, this guy had a client that will come to his office. He must not miss that appointment. The guy did everything he could within his power. There was no way he could get transport back home. The guy said, I can actually sit down and draw out something. Why the guy was lamenting, thinking about the appointment of the next day, an idea came. So if I can be going through this kind of situation, I'm sure there are many people around this Long Island that have the same issue. Why don't I, design an app? Give this app for free to drivers and promote this app so that anytime people find themselves in this kind of situation, they can make a request. That is how the organization called Uber. Go and check his net worth today. Go and check. What do you have to offer? What do you have to offer? Now we have InDrive, we have Bolt, we have a lot. Copy the man. The more they keep copying the man, the more the man who owns the vision keep upgrading. The rich people tomorrow will still prefer to use Uber than any other drive app or driver's app. Because of number one, the guy implemented some level of security. That even when your phone lost inside the vehicle, the driver won't take it. because the man will make sure that before they will take in any vehicle, the driver will be well scrutinized. All the documentations are completed, no compromise. They will check all your documentation valid. But you see this new one, just upload the document. They will give you username and password. In the midst of that problem, a fresh idea. Now, the guy is a billionaire, not in your currency, in dollars. What idea do you have on the table? What idea do you have on the table? What idea? In every problem we face today, there is money inside. There is money. There is money. So when you come to church and say, "Father, bless me, bless me," God is saying, "I am the Lord. I am capable to bless you, but what will I bless you with? What will I bless you with? Do you have anything valuable you have? What do you have that people will want to place a demand on it? What do you have?" During the lockdown, a man came up with an idea because people were complaining. I mean, we are home doing nothing. The system is too boring from morning to night. A man just introduced one mobile app, TikTok. Post anything from there. Just post rubbish if you like, post anything. Just anything you, as at that time. No restriction if you like, just for fun. Facebook, the great visionary saw it. He wanted to buy it. He threw offer to them. He knew that TikTok some days we want to overthrow them. And that is the errand we are today. That is why they brought the man to the state house in America and they tried to ban the app from the United States of America, from the citizen of the United States, from not using the app. And the man went to the state house and defend the app. Because Facebook is trying everything possible to make sure that that app does not exist in the state. A man came up with an idea. Just nonsense app. But today the thing has made a whole lot of sense. App being monetized. The man is a billionaire. Go and check their age. They are not up to 30 years, 35 years. You are 40, 45. Why hair is coming out? Nothing. Advise yourself. It's good that we pray. It's good that we ban demons. It's good that we overcome the crisis of the world. But what do you have? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you have? Number four. Yes? Are we on number four? There is money inside every opportunity. Money inside every opportunity. Many of us, we are never prepared for anything. We are gifted. We have the talent. Our talent can be monetized, but we are not prepared. I went to a conference many years ago. There is this great woman of God that they invite from other church or from other local church to come and minister songs to the people. The moment this woman picked up the mic, my God, you could feel the presence of God around the auditorium. Highly anointed woman, highly anointed. And you know what happened? When she was done with her section, the man of God mopped off the pulpit. And the first thing the man of God said, who is that woman? Woman, by next month, we have a crusade in America. We want you to be there. Can I please have your album? And meanwhile, in her local church, the people around her be telling her, please, mama, you can, your voice is something that you are highly anointed. Try and produce at least one album. The man of God said, do you have an album? Can I get a copy of your album? We would love to bring you to America next month. The woman looked around and said, no, sir, I don't have an album. And you know, anytime a man is placing a demand for something like that, the moment you respond back negatively, you have just killed the spirit of that man. That is how that woman lost that opportunity. The tomorrow, I'm sure that woman will not smell America. In every opportunity, there is money in there. There is money. That is why you will see now, when in those days they say opportunity comes but once. But these days it's not coming but once anymore. I live a life of opportunity. So it's coming every day. People are not prepared. People of this generation are not prepared. Because when preparation hits opportunity, what you see is explosion. Preparation plus opportunity. You are fully prepared. Where is your album? Oh, I have one in my bag. And I could imagine what could have happened there. The man will say, let me have it. Get her details next month. She's going with us to America. That is an explosion of testimony. Why? Because preparation meet with what? Opportunity. Many of us youths are not prepared at all. We are not prepared. We are not prepared. This is why when opportunity comes, we don't have access to it. We don't have access to the benefit that comes with the opportunity. We are not prepared. We are not prepared. We are not prepared. The man of God that came to preach all the way from Ghana, I know how many clothes the guy who is making clothes for me have sent to him. Preparation. The guy is always prepared. So when the opportunity comes, he took advantage of it. Every week, go and check that man of God. Every week, the guy keeps sending clothes to Ghana. Every week. Every week. May God help you. I say, may God help you. Number five. Money hide in every idea. Every idea. The Bible talks about eyes have not seen. Help me, media. Ears have not heard, neither has he entered the heart of man. Ideas, what God have in stock or in place. Ideas. Ideas, they said, rule the world. Ideas. Ideas. Every day, the poor people are looking for money for survival. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, not ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. So there are things on this earth eyes have not seen. And God is waiting for you to be the one to produce it. There are things on this earth ears have not heard. And God is waiting for you to be the one to make it happen. Idea. Every day the poor people are running everywhere looking for money, looking for how they will survive, how they will put food on their table. And the rich people are busy buying things. Buying things means they are busy buying cars, buying houses. But the wealthy people are busy searching for ideas. There is a difference between a rich man and a wealthy man. A man is rich does not mean he's wealthy. That is a topic for another day. The rich people are busy buying stuff, buying things, spending their money on investment, buying properties, buying house because they are scared that tomorrow they don't want to go broke. But the wealthy people, they are in their house searching for ideas. They study the weather. They study the trend. They study what is happening around them. And they will come up with an idea. One idea from them, when they launch it, my God, I was watching a vehicle by Elon Musk. Vehicle built with heavy iron. He said he wants to be traveling with that vehicle to space. Like the way, you know, you drive your vehicle on the road. You want to drive it to space and return back. That guy will just sit down and be inventing some kind of crazy things. The money is too much. Ideas every day. Ideas. Meanwhile, you have 100,000. You want to impress your neighbor. You go to a damn market, buy jeans, buy shoe. You want to impress people that you have arrived. Meanwhile, people who work in that realm of idea, they don't impress you. They don't even need to impress you. They just wear their white shirt, their jeans, and the cheapest sneaker is what they are wearing. They don't need to impress you. But you don't have time for that. They are busy searching for what eyes have not seen on earth. Because they know that is where the billions we are made from. Instead of you to look for a fresh idea, you are doing piracy, copyright. Copyright. Men of idea are busy looking for what ears have not heard about. Let me launch this thing. They will look for a new name and brand it. Ears have not heard about it. So when people hear about it, they want to quickly go and check it out. Look at the people that died. They said they want to go and see the Titanic ship that sank many years ago. These people paid millions, paid money, just because a man woke up one morning and came up with an idea that let's go on a tour in the sea. Even if they give me that thing with money to go, my village people know I will not go with my money. But someone invented that machine. You know, I was watching one of Papa Yedipo's old message yesterday. And that message is about 13 years ago. They were already using camera 14 years ago. They were using camera. 15 years ago, they were using camera. Meanwhile, there are churches today, they don't know how to handle camera. They were already recording messages 15, 20 years ago. They were recording it. Meanwhile, there are churches today, they don't even know what they call audio recording. They don't even know what they call YouTube. Facebook, they have no idea. So I asked some old men on the street, Papa, are you on Facebook? He said, what is Facebook? There is money inside every idea we have. The question is, what is your idea? What idea do you have? What idea do you have? What idea do you have? There are people today. Now this one go to the musician. There are people today. They are in their room. They are musicians. They have over 200 songs written already. And they are still writing. Every day from the womb of ideas. They are transporting those ideas into songs. I will call some of you now. Go and produce song. It will take you one month to produce one song. Distractions. Distractions. And when you see people coming and say they want to collect social money, young. The poor people like to show up. They like to show up. Meanwhile, they don't have the money. Say, Lord, I will never be poor again.
Never be poor again.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
I will never. Be poor.
Be poor.
Again.
Again.
Number six. Before we pray. There is money in every goods and services. There is money in every goods and services. The question on this one is, what are you selling in the first place? What are you selling? What are you selling that people want to come and buy? What service are you rendering to people? What service are you rendering to people? What service are you rendering to people? If you go to a bank, for example, from 8 to 5, you see people walking in. Some are coming in, some are going out. Why are they going there? Why are they not going to the cemetery? Why are they not going to the farm? Why is it the bank? Because a man developed a system to render services to the people. So by so doing, money is coming in. What system have you developed that people will walk in and bring money to you? Enough to all this lazy generation. What system? You go to Blossom Delight now, people will be there standing. You now go to Mega Chicken, people will queue. People will queue. You will ask yourself, now no, they cook for us. You just early in the morning, 8 o'clock, people already queuing. People are queuing. With all the fast food they try to open around that Mega Chicken, they've not been able to bring that place down because the man developed a unique system to render service to people. Why are we not buying from other restaurants? Because the man is using a unique recipe to prepare his meal. It's a unique service. Produce wealth. Say unique service.
Unique service.
Produce money.
Produce money.
There are other tailors that I would have loved to use. But my dear, I cannot remember the last time I sent a design to my tailor. I said I love this. But this guy would just wake up one morning and say, Pastor, my boy is sending some. I have no idea. A unique service. The question is, what service are you rendering? What service? Ask yourself now. What service are you rendering? What service are you rendering? That is why many of us are poor. That is why many of us cannot afford anything. Because idea we don't have. The gift God has placed inside of us, we have not been able to unveil the gift. Render service, you cannot render any service. So where would the money come from? Where would the money come from? Go online now, go online. Are you not aware? The things you see on TikTok in Nigeria are not the things they show to their people in China. So you can't see all those rubbish now. They will ban them. They know we are not serious. They know we lack enjoyment. They know we can never produce anything. So they always project to us what we want to see. If you're able to use IP address to log in and see what is happening on their platform, you will see little kids in school, 6 years. They are there learning electronics, how to install diodes, how to build transformers, small transformers, how to install capacity, and how to install capacitors. At the age of 10, they are already building little panels. Building little panels. Why are they doing that? Because they have the vision to render a service to a certain part of the world. Look at all the used ammunition they are bringing to this country. After the America, maybe Germany or whichever country they are importing from, they would have invented a new one. The Tokumpa one that they have used, our people will go there and bring it and say we have ammunition. Meanwhile, the people producing those things are human beings like you and me. They are human beings. They started learning it while they were in primary school. What service are you rendering today? There are people looking for job everywhere. It's not as if there is no job. There is job. But many of us don't have what it takes to work in that office. Oh, we don't see work. Well, the country is hard. There is work. But they don't have the requirement to work in that office. Are you looking for the blessing? So if you must enjoy any blessing in your life, then you must go after where the money is. The money is in ideas. The money is in goods and services. List them for me now. Go ahead. If you know you were here. Number one, in people. In people. 7.7 billion today on earth, they are money. Are you not seeing what is happening on social media now? The more people view your content, the more you get money. So assuming there is no one to view your content, you will get money. So in every human being you see today, your money is with him. So their money is also with you. Do you understand what I'm saying now? You may not have the kind of money they have, but when you want to buy soap, you go and give somebody your money now. When you want to go and buy food in Ajah, you give your own money to somebody in exchange of goods, right? So, another person's money is also with you. See, I hear you. So, look for people. Mix up with people. Because nobody will come and give you money when you don't have anything to offer. But your money is with them, but they will not just come and give you that money when you have nothing to offer. Your money is with me, but I will not just wake up and give you that money when you don't have anything to offer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. the media people today, their money is with me. Yes. Their money is with me because they are the ones giving their services. So my money has to go to them and their services have to come to me. Say, I hear you. Many of us, nothing, there's nothing we can offer, nothing. Nothing. This is why when you go to the house of rich people, they ask you, Yusuf, you say you're a graduate? He says, okay, what can you do? Just anything. No, I mean, what exactly can you do? Not anything. Somebody was in my office. I said, okay, guys, enough. What exactly do you want now? I said, Pastor, anything. I said, means that you don't know what you're looking for. Please go. Your money is with your neighbor. You will be surprised. The day you will come home with something that your neighbor needs, he or she will place a demand. Tell that neighbor, this thing is 40 million, really. But I like him, bro. I like him. I drove somewhere early this year. I drove my Range Rover there. When I got there, the guy said, Pastor, this is a Range Rover. I've not seen this kind of bumper before. I said, no problem. You like it? He said, yes. You want to sell? I said, sure, I will sell. I sold that vehicle there and there. And make the profit that if I had parked that vehicle on the car lot, I would not make that kind of profit. What will people see in you and they want to give you money? To you, it might be exchange of services or exchange of goods. But in the school of money, you have just collected money. When they have a school, everyone you see on earth today is holding your money. I'm holding your money. All I just want is give me that services that will attract me to dip my hand into my pocket and give you the money. This is why proximity can never be the reason why somebody should give you money. Let me explain. A rich man is in the house with a younger brother. The younger brother doesn't have money. Every morning, the rich man will be calling, I'll just make a transfer of 500,000. I'll make a transfer of 1 million. I'll make a transfer of 700 to you. This is brother here. Job will not get work in all land. He's begging this rich man for 50,000. I will think about it. But every day, this rich man is busy transferring money to people. Do you know the people those money are going to? The people that have value. At the end of the day, maybe this guy will stay with him for 1 year. Finally, one money. Mercy and grace will find him. The Chuku Emeka. Okay. You'll be asking me for 50. Okay, come. Today. Yeah. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, if this guy had value, the brother won't treat him that way. The reason why people treat you as if you are trash is because you have no value. What value are you bringing to the table? You have no value. When you speak, no idea is coming out of you. Nothing meaningful is coming out of your words. No value. This is why money is running away. But even if the money is running away, it's still around you. But it can't come to you because you don't have the magnet that will attract the money. Say, from today, I will be useful to myself, to to my generation.
To my generation.
Say from today.
From today.
I will be useful.
I'll be useful.
To myself.
To myself.
And to my generation.
To my generation.
How then can I be a man of value? Number one, go for knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. In other words, the stone you stand on will determine if you will stand or if you will be destroyed. The stone is the knowledge. The knowledge you are standing on will determine if you will stand or if you will go down. Go for knowledge. Say, go for knowledge. 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 I pray for you today that God will open you up to fresh ideas. I didn't hear that, amen. That God will open you up to fresh ideas. Wisdom. Wisdom will rest upon you. The wisdom of God will rest upon you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The wisdom of God will rest upon you. Rest upon you. Some of us, little problem we are shivering. You hear what Dr. Talenan said? Some of us, we are owing people 20,000. We can't breathe. We can't eat. Meanwhile, people are owing customers 1 billion. They will eat and cross their leg. Life is a risk. Go and take a risk. Life itself is a risk. Go and take a risk. All the great men you see today, if they tell you the risk they have taken in their life, you will leave them alone and take your own. You are owing somebody 15,000, you can't sleep. Your phone is ringing, you can't pick again because you are owing somebody 15,000. My friend, pick that call. Maybe they will borrow you more. Oh, yes. Maybe they will borrow you more. Okay, I'm still waiting. If I can get extra 50,000, the one you gave me before, all of them will be out. I'm still waiting. Take a risk. Take a risk. I'm not saying you come and meet me. This one, that voice is louder. Don't practice that thing with your pastor. Don't be scared to take risk. I've taken many risks, my dear. I'm still taking. Because after all, the house you are living, the roof you are staying, is a risk. It's a big risk. Yes. There are people today, they were sleeping. The building collapsed. Were you there when they were building it? Did you know the level, the kind of material they use in building it? So your life is at risk also. So take the risk to survive the risk. Learn to take risk. Every small problem, you know they call village, you know they call for papa, mama. Don't worry, very soon you will not see them. Take that risk. Take that risk. Take that risk. Because there is money in the risk and there is failure in the risk. If you fail while you were trying to take the risk, don't worry. And don't look down on yourself. Get prepared again. Take it again. I'm not saying you should go and play Bet Niger and say, I said you take risk. That one is not risk. No I don't risk. I remember one day, many years ago, I was still, puzzling. Somebody called me and said, when you are coming, help me get this thing. I wasn't so sure if the person would pay me. And the person did not even give me any deposit. But I took the risk. I dropped my phone with the seller. I said, let me have the goods. Let me go and supply. The moment I got there, the man said, this is exactly what I've been looking for. The moment I heard this is exactly what I've been looking for, the price in my mind increased. We must take risks sometimes if we must survive. We must take risks sometimes if we must see the other side of His blessing. Learn to take risk. Don't be scared of problems. Problems are there to strengthen you. Problems are there to modify you to see the money. I posted a quote yesterday on my Instagram. I said, problem, monetize wealth. One guy commented there. And the guy said, you are a wise man. Problem, monetize wealth. Now, listen. We are all crying now. Look at what is happening. Meanwhile, there are a few persons, even the president confirmed it. There are a few persons that controls the economy of this nation. Few persons. They are the ones that determine the price pump of petrol. They are holding the nation to host it. Ransom is what they say that will happen. If they say tomorrow now, 4 is 150, you will see it. Men took risks to get to that level. Go and watch animal documentary. Sometimes the lion will see the buffaloes, heavy giant animals. The lion will look, no brother, no sister here, and I'm hungry. Sometimes they go hunting and return back wounded. But that will never stop the lion from hunting. Many of us today, when last did you go to bush and hunt? I'm not saying you should go there physically. I'm talking about in this journey of life, when last did you wear your boots and said, today, not today. I'm not saying you should go and steal. But when last did you go out and hunt for mates? Not just meat, the giant one. Take a risk. It might not look like it, but God will make it look like it. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
More to elaborate. On opportunities, every one of us, let's get prepared. You are a teacher, get prepared. Musician, get prepared. Because any opportunity can come. There was a documentary many years ago from Edo State. That was when Oshomole was still a governor. Shomole went to one of the local government secondary school and brought a teacher to come and read something. I don't know how many of you watched that video. A whole teacher. How did you get here? A job ended that day. Say preparation. Be prepared. Be prepared. There are many people now. If I tell you tomorrow you are to preach, you will not sleep this night. Oh, no. One of my daughters will say, come and lead worship. He said, was praying that you will not collapse here. Worship. What about if I now say you have to preach for 30 minutes? You will just appear for body now. Because anytime the dog see the lion in the bush, lion never near now. He's already urinating. Lack of preparation, inadequate preparation. Meanwhile, there are young folks out there Just tell them, you tomorrow, all right, Dad, no problem. And they are not troubled, they are not moved, they are just normal. Because they know what to say. They know what to do. They know how to align words in order. I will prepare you. If I give somebody this mic and I said, start from here, continue from there. What will you say? How prepared are you? And you want to become a millionaire? Words are not given to babies. They are given to those who want to take the lion's share. Lion's share. No man will ever say, I got rich by luck. There's no luck in this game. No luck. If you like, move from one completed building for many years, you will never see any luck there. It's a system. It's a system. Let's rise. Let's rise. Let's rise. The early blessing, this is the way you can function in that realm of the early blessings. This is the way you can function in that realm of the early blessings. This is the way. This is the way we can function. Did we learn anything this evening?
Yes, sir.
Did we gain anything?
Yes, sir.
Just go home with this mindset tonight. Did we learn anything?
Yes, sir.
Just go home with this mindset. Mighty man of war. Until you are able to get to these levels of achievement in the school of wealth and the school of money, you can never seal the early blessing of your will. What you are looking for is with me, and what I'm looking for is with you. But we must get to that junction where both of us become more valuable to one another. Then we can exchange money, we can exchange wealth, we can exchange substance, we can exchange pleasant and gifts. Very important for us to know that money does not move from one hand to another just as we think it will. It only moves from one valuable hand to another valuable hand. If you are not valuable, the notes that comes to you are not more than 1,000, 500, 200, 300. If you can save more, maybe you save 100,000 or 200,000. And that would have taken you a whole lot of months to save. But if you can place value on yourself today, if you can say, God, from today, I want to place value on myself,
Jesus,
you will see money meeting money in your hand. Hasum brede herman na house yaba. Predongo zoom de le brada hando sum de le gedeha. Just lift up your hands to heaven.
Lion of Judah.
Say, Father, breathe upon me tonight.
We bow down.
Breathe upon me
tonight.
Need to involve God, because with or without God. There are men today who are out there. They have never prayed once. They have never been to church. They don't even know who God is. But they have things that we call today values. They are rich in diamond, in gold, in silver. They are multi-billionaires in dollars. Look at you every day. You come to church. You pray, thinking that prayer will boycott the process. Thinking that prayer will abort the process. That is why we are poor. That is why we are broke. In the school of money, no one can abort the process. In the school of money, no one can boycott the process. No one can boycott it. It's not possible. But I pray today that may new idea be released to you.
Amen.
May new idea be released to you.
Amen.
May new idea be released.
Amen.
As you go home tonight, think of something you can do. Not just to go and look for work. There is a potential inside of you. There is a gift inside of you. You need to tap it. And you need to put them to work. So that when you appear before Zion, God will be so proud of you. Learn to be valuable. Learn to be useful. Learn to study things. Go for knowledge. Go for ideas. Go for research. You know, man of God, if you go on YouTube today, there are people who earn money just by what we call YouTube survey. And they go to Amazon. They go to Amazon's survey. And the end point, at the end of the day, those points turns to dollars. Imagine today you earn $1,000 online. Convert to the rates. That's 1.something million. Lift up your hands to heaven.
Jesus.
Just pray the Holy Ghost.